Welcome to the Byways Podcast, highlighting the destinations along the highways and byways of North America, as featured in the pages of Byways Magazine. My name is Steve Kirchner, and I've been editor and publisher of Byways for the past 35 years. Today, we visit Fredericksburg and the Texas Hill Country. Texas heart, German soul. Located in the heart of the Texas Hill Country, Fredericksburg was founded in 1846 by German settlers that continue to influence the small Texas community and provide a unique blend of Texas hospitality and German tradition. The town is approximately 1 hour by car northwest of San Antonio, home of the Alamo and the Riverwalk, and 1.5 hours west of Austin, the Texas state capital. Fredericksburg is quickly becoming well-known for its award-winning wines. In fact, the Texas Hill Country was designated one of the 10 best wine travel destinations by Wine Enthusiast magazine. With more than 40 wineries and tasting rooms in the Fredericksburg area, numerous wine tour companies, and special wine events like the Fredericksburg Food and Wine Festival, Fredericksburg is truly located in the heart of Texas wine country. Gillespie County is also one of the top peach-producing counties in Texas, and from mid-May through early August, the town is filled with roadside stands selling peaches and other seasonal produce. Fredericksburg is also home to Wild Seed Farms, the largest working wildflower farm in the United States and a destination of many wildflower enthusiasts. Enchanted Rock, the second largest granite dome in the United States and a designated International Dark Sky Park, is located just outside of Fredericksburg and offers many miles of hiking trails, rock climbing, and a 360-degree view of the Texas Hill Country from the top of the Summit Trail. With more than 150 shops, boutiques, and art galleries lining historic Main Street, Fredericksburg is also a premier shopping destination, offering the best of home decor, Western wear, fine art, kitchenwares, linens, antiques, and more. On the third weekend of every month, Fredericksburg Trade Days returns with more than 450 vendors in 7 barns and acres of shopping opportunities, along with the great eats and live music in the beer garden. Great food and wonderful dining is a fixture in Fredericksburg, with more than 80 restaurants that feature everything from regional hill country cuisine to German and Bavarian to Tex-Mex and Italian. With more than 700 historically significant structures preserved in the Fredericksburg Historic District, including the Vereinskirche and Pioneer Museum, history surrounds the city. The Vereinskirche, Fredericksburg's most iconic structure and a well-known landmark of the city, originally served as Fredericksburg School, then church, then community hall, and even as its fort. One of Fredericksburg's signature historic features is the Sunday House, a small home built by German settlers. Typically, families would live in rural areas, but used their Sunday houses when they came into town to get supplies, conduct business, and attend church. The Pioneer Museum Complex, owned by the Gillespie County Historical Society, provides a glimpse of early life in Fredericksburg through historic homes, a log cabin, an authentic Sunday house, a schoolhouse, and more. In addition, the Pioneer Museum hosts living history demonstrations throughout the year, giving visitors a first-hand look at the early German traditions in Fredericksburg. The National Museum of the Pacific War. Dedicated to all who served in the Pacific during World War II, the National Museum of the Pacific War also pays homage to hometown favorite Navy Admiral Chester W. Nimitz. The 6-acre museum grounds include the George Bush Gallery, a Japanese Garden of Peace, Memorial Courtyard, as well as the Pacific Combat Zone. The Pacific Combat Zone recently underwent an $8 million renovation. In addition to historic attractions, Fredericksburg is always brimming with activity for more than 350 special events, including concerts and festivals held annually. Typical Fredericksburg events and activities include Oktoberfest, live music at Luckenbach, Texas, the city's 4th of July parade, summer horse racing, the Hill Country Food Truck Festival, the Stonewall Peach Jamboree, First Friday Art Walk, and the Gillespie County Fair, and more. Fredericksburg has over 1,100 hotel and motel rooms, more than 900 bed and breakfast guest houses, and several RV parks and campsites ready to welcome travelers with plenty of warm Texas hospitality. To plan a trip to Fredericksburg and the Texas Hill Country, or request a visitor information packet, visit www.visitfredericksburgtx.com. The Lyndon B. Johnson National Historical Park. Lyndon B. Johnson National Historical Park is the premier location to experience the environment that shaped the character, public policy, and continuing legacy of the 36th President of the United States. The National Park Service is dedicated to preserving and interpreting the lands and structures donated entirely by the Johnson family that are associated with the life and heritage of Lyndon B. Johnson. The park, comprising approximately 675 acres, provides a variety of opportunities to experience the local and regional context that greatly influenced the last frontier president. There are two park districts, one in Johnson City, 32 miles east of Fredericksburg, and one near Stonewall, 16 miles east of Fredericksburg. In Johnson City are the National Historical Park Visitor Center and headquarters, Lyndon Johnson's boyhood home, where he lived from the age of 5, the Johnson Settlement, his paternal grandparents' homestead and cattle ranching center, and Withers and Spaulding's, an exhibit space in an original general store building that displays the many ways President Johnson gave back to Johnson City, his hometown. Near Stonewall is the LBJ Ranch, including the Texas White House, the Johnson home on the ranch, the Junction School, site of young Lyndon's first formal education, his reconstructed birthplace, his paternal grandparents' farmhouse, the family cemetery where he and Mrs. Johnson are buried, the airplane hangar, now a visitor exhibit space, and the ranch show barn, a focal point of the Working Hereford Cattle Ranch. The ranch flows along the Pernalis River, which is a tributary of the Colorado River and is approximately 106 miles long. The river has a close association with the Texas Hill Country, tied to the history of the region and emblematic of its geography. Along the route, it flows over numerous rugged limestone escarpments as it winds eastward, passing along the south side of the ranch of President Lyndon B. Johnson, who grew up in nearby Stonewall, south of the river. All activities in Johnson City, visitor center, exhibits, films, ranger-guided tours of the boyhood home, the nature trails and buildings located in the Johnson Settlement, and Withers and Spaulding's are all free of charge. The LBJ Ranch is available by self-guided vehicle tours only, unless arriving on a commercial motor coach. Visitors in their own vehicles should stop at the LBJ State Park and Historic Site 16 miles east of Fredericksburg on U.S. Highway 290 to pick up the necessary driving permit and a map that interprets the ranch. There is no charge to tour the ranch. Ranger-guided tours of the Texas White House, the home of President Johnson, and a center of political activity for more than 20 years, are offered 7 days a week, with the first tour beginning at 10 a.m. Tour tickets are available on a first-come, first-served basis in the airplane hangar at a cost of $3 per person. For more information, visit the National Park Service site at www.nps.gov/LYJO/index.htm or phone 830-868-7128, extension 231, for general information about the park. We hope you've enjoyed our podcast today, featuring stories taken from the pages of Byways Magazine. My name is Steve Kirchner. Thanks for listening. We look forward to seeing you again soon.